If you're a legal professional, you know that effective client and witness interviews are the backbone of your practice. But here's the thing. The right questions and the right words can make all the difference. And this can be doubly difficult if the conversation or the interview is in English and you are not a native English speaker. Are you ready to master this art and unlock the power of words? In this episode, we're diving deep into the world of client and witness interviews, from establishing trust and building rapport to crafting impeccable questions in legal English. These are the skills that can set you apart in your legal career, whether you're in a bustling courtroom or behind a desk. We'll explore strategies, techniques, and ethical considerations you need to excel in your interviews. So, if you're ready to become the attorney who knows exactly what to ask, when to ask, and how to communicate effectively, you're in the right place. Get your notepads ready, because we're about to embark on a journey to unlock the secrets of client and witness interviews. Stay to the end to hear the episode's key takeaways and powerful techniques. Plus, don't miss the opportunity to connect with legal professionals and ESL lawyers from around the world. On the docket today, gathering key information, techniques for client and witness interviews. The For Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the For Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's 4 is in the number 4, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. forlegalenglish.com. I am Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Greetings, colleagues. Welcome back to the For Legal English podcast. Now, picture this. You're in a dimly lit room across the table from a key witness. The air is tense, and every word you utter carries immense weight. You're not just speaking English, you're speaking the language of the law. The questions you ask, the responses you elicit, they can change the course of a case or the negotiation. It's a high-stakes conversation that requires not just fluency in legal English, but also the finesse to navigate through the intricate web of words. And that's where we come in. In this episode, we're going to embark on a journey that will equip you with the tools and techniques needed to gather key information effectively, no matter the context. From civil disputes to criminal investigations to contract negotiations, understanding how to speak, listen, and connect in legal English is your ticket to success. I've been in your shoes, both as a practicing attorney and as a professor of law who's had the privilege of teaching law students and lawyers from around the world. I know the challenges and I understand the aspirations. That's why we'll delve into the subject step by step, demystifying the process to make you not just a proficient legal professional, but a master communicator. Stay tuned as we explore strategies for building rapport, crafting impeccable questions, and maintaining professionalism throughout your interviews. But remember, this isn't just a one-way street. We encourage you to engage with us, ask questions, and share your experiences. Your journey in mastering legal English begins here, and it's a journey we're on together. Make sure to go to the show notes at forlegalenglish.com. That's 4 is in the number 4, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com/podcast. You can find today's episode, and at the very bottom, leave a comment, ask a question, or share your experience. It'd be great to hear from you. Now, let's get ready to dive into the world of client and witness interviews. It's a fascinating world where your language and the law intertwine to create a tapestry of knowledge, truth, and justice. the purpose of interviews. In the legal world, interviews are not mere conversations. They're vital tools for unearthing key information that can sway the court or a case. So in this section, we'll delve into the purpose of interviews and understand why they are at the heart of legal practice. To kick things off, let's begin with a fundamental question. What's the role of interviews in legal practice? Well, interviews serve as a gateway to the truth. They're a structured and systematic way of extracting essential information from clients, witnesses, or even opposing parties. Now, when we talk about clients, we mean the individuals, organizations, or entities you represent. They might be the ones seeking legal advice or the ones against whom legal action is taken. And when we mention witnesses, think of them as the eyes and ears, the individuals who've seen or heard something related to the case. Let me illustrate this with a couple of examples. Imagine you're representing a client who's been involved in a car accident. Your client or the opposing party may provide their side of the story. But in a complex web of insurance claims and liability issues, an interview can reveal crucial details that were initially hidden. The client interviewee says, "Yes, there was an accident. I had a green light and the other driver was speeding." But what if during the interview, you discover something unexpected? You learn that a nearby traffic camera recorded the incident. This changes the game. You now have concrete evidence to support your client's claims. Interviews have uncovered this crucial information that could make or break the case. In another scenario, consider a criminal case. Your client, the defendant, may have shared their perspective on the alleged crime. However, during the interview, you uncover a crucial alibi or witness who can vouch for their innocence. The takeaway here is that interviews are not just conversations, they're pillars of the legal process. They serve to gather vital information, clarify facts, and ultimately help build a strong case or defense. So, as we continue our journey into the realm of interviews, keep in mind their significance in legal practice. Let's remember that interviews are where the quest for truth begins, and that's what makes them the essence of the legal world. One of the things that you learn as a lawyer is to think differently. So sometimes you might interview your client or maybe your prospective client if they haven't quite hired you yet, and they think they know what happened and what's important, but you're the lawyer, you're the professional. You need to ask probing questions and make sure that you get the answers that you need. If you just take a summary of what your client says, you're actually doing a great disservice to your client. You know, they're not the professional, you're the professional. So you must make sure that you ask all the right questions and you find out all the right details. Maybe they didn't share a detail because they didn't think it was important. But you, as a lawyer, recognize that it is important. They might not be trying to deceive you or trick you or anything like that. They just thought it was a minor detail. But you, as a professional, recognize that that's an important detail. Or maybe it might be an important detail, but something you definitely want to learn and pay attention to. And later, you can determine how important that detail is. Preparation and planning. Welcome back to our exploration of the world of legal interviews. In this section, we're going to unravel the critical step of preparation and planning. Now, you may wonder, why is thorough preparation such a crucial part of interviews in the legal practice? Picture this. You're the attorney and you're about to interview a client or a witness. You've set up the meeting, you have your questions ready, but have you thought about the importance of being prepared? What does preparation entail in the legal context? It's not just about having your notebook and pen ready, it's about setting clear goals and expectations. When we talk about setting clear goals, we're referring to defining what you want to achieve from the interview. Are you looking to gather information, clarify facts, or uncover hidden details? By establishing these objectives, you're setting the direction for your interview. What details are you looking to specifically find? What questions or types of questions are you planning to ask? Now let's touch on expectations. In legal interviews, it's essential that both you and the interviewee, the person being interviewed, understand what to expect from the meeting. This includes the structure of the interview, the types of questions that will be asked, and the overall purpose of the conversation. Imagine you're a lawyer representing a client in a contract dispute. Thorough preparation involves not only understanding the client's side of the story, but also foreseeing potential questions or concerns from the opposing party. By planning for these scenarios and preparing your client for the interview, you're better equipped to handle the complexities that may arise. Lastly, there's the significance of understanding the case or situation beforehand. In legal interviews, context is everything. The more you grasp the legal intricacies surrounding the case, the more effective your interview will be. If a lot of your questions can be answered by looking at the contract itself or looking at a report or other documents, you probably don't want to waste your time with that in the actual interview. That's not to say you don't want to spend any time on it. You may want to make sure that the reports are correct or your understanding is correct. But if you go ahead with the interview without having read the report, for example, or read the contract, chances are your client's going to be a little annoyed with you, and rightfully so. Another example, if you're about to interview a witness in a criminal case, it's not enough to know the basics. You should dive deep into the specifics, the events, timelines, any other factors that might be relevant. So there you have it, the essence of preparation and planning for legal interviews. Thorough preparation, clear goals, and understanding of the case are the building blocks of success. Stay tuned as we continue our journey to master legal English in interviews. As a legal professional, your ability to communicate clearly and effectively is your most potent tool. In many legal scenarios, complexity is the norm, but the key to helping your clients or witnesses navigate these complexities lies in how you communicate. In other words, if you're talking to another lawyer or maybe a sophisticated client or a witness, you can use legal jargon, advanced terms, things like that. But if you're talking to a layperson that's not a lawyer, that's not very familiar with how the legal system works, or maybe how contracts works, or whatever the other legal aspects of the case are about, you don't want to use legal jargon and confuse them. Especially if you're trying to get information from them, you want to make sure that you're as clear as possible so they can understand you, they can understand your questions. Because if you confuse them with your questions, their answers are going to be useless. And if it's your client that you're conversing with, if it's your client you're talking to, no client is going to appreciate not understanding what you are saying. They may think that they're paying you a lot of money, and if you can't explain it to them, how good a lawyer can you be? Now, one of the pillars of effective communication in interviews is the use of clear and concise language. Now, what do we mean by that? By clear and concise language, we're emphasizing the importance of keeping your words straightforward and to the point. You want to explain legal concepts in a way that anyone can understand, especially when addressing non-native English speakers. Just like when you're talking about advanced legal concepts to a non-lawyer, you want to explain it so that it's very clear what you're talking about. Similar to that is when you're talking in English to non-native English speakers. When I first moved abroad, this was something that I struggled with, or at least tried to work hard on, not using advanced English, whether it's legal English or just advanced phrases, because often the person I was talking to might not understand me. And especially if your work colleagues or your friends with them, you don't want to make them feel bad that they don't understand what you're talking about. And of course, that's even more true when you're a lawyer working on a case. You want to make sure that you have good communication with your client, as well as any witnesses that you're questioning. Another way to think about it, imagine you're representing a client in a personal injury case. The client might not be familiar with legal nuances, but your ability to explain the situation in clear terms can make all the difference. It's also important to use appropriate legal English terms. Legal jargon can be intimidating for many, but for legal professionals, it's the language of the trade. Striking that right balance is essential. By incorporating legal English terminology into the conversation, you not only educate your clients or witnesses, but you can also help them become more familiar with the language of the law. And let's not forget the importance of active listening skills. It's not just about what you say, it's also about what you hear. Pay attention to the answers you're getting. In legal interviews, you're gathering crucial information. Active listening involves fully concentrating, understanding, and responding to what the other person is saying. Imagine a client sharing the details of a complex business contract dispute. By active listening, you pick up on nuances, potential contradictions, and areas that require further investigation. Effective communication in legal interviews is about bridging the gap between complex legal concepts and understandable language. By employing clear and concise language, using appropriate legal English terms, and mastering active listening skills, you become a communication maestro in the legal world. If you're enjoying today's episode, please subscribe. It would really help us out if you gave us 5 stars and a review. Remember to go to our website, 4 is in the number 4, LegalEnglish, no spaces or dashes, .com, 4LegalEnglish.com. Check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode. And I encourage you to comment. At the bottom of the show notes, you can leave a comment or ask a question. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. Our flagship course that we offer is Elemental Legal English. This is a completely online course that you can complete at your own pace. It has 12 modules, which normally would be a 12-week semester course. There's plenty of learning content, as well as exercises to reinforce what you've learned. If you're looking to improve your vocabulary or understanding of legal English concepts, this is a great course to get started with. If you go to our website, look for Elemental Legal English, and I'll leave a link in the show notes as well. Building rapport. In this section, we're going to explore the vital art of building rapport in legal interviews. It's about creating a connection that's built on trust, respect, and understanding. But first, what is rapport? Rapport means trust or understanding or building a close relationship. Of course, if you're talking to a witness, you just meet them once and you're never going to see them again. You're not going to build a strong relationship with them. But you do want to build some rapport, especially in the beginning, that they're comfortable talking to you, comfortable sharing their information with you, and comfortable being honest with you. As you might know, in the legal field, trust is everything. Clients and witnesses need to have faith in you as their advocate. So how do you establish this trust to build this rapport? A common sentiment among clients is, I need an attorney I can rely on, someone who understands my situation. Clients want to feel heard and supported. One key to building rapport is actively demonstrating that you're on their side, that you understand their concerns and goals. This isn't just a legal transaction, it's a partnership. Imagine you're interviewing a client who's involved in a contractual dispute. They might be worried about financial losses and the future of their business. By showing empathy and understanding, you establish a connection. Another aspect of rapport building is offering techniques for establishing positive attorney-client relationship. This involves clear communication, setting expectations, and providing regular updates. I know a common complaint about attorneys from their clients is they don't know what's going on. You know, they haven't been updated, or the attorney doesn't return their call, and that's usually a bad sign and can lead to professional problems for the attorney. Imagine an attorney handling a personal injury case. By explaining the legal process to the client, discussing potential outcomes, and keeping them informed, the attorney creates a strong attorney-client bond. The value of building rapport is that your clients feel less anxious, more supported, and more confident in your abilities. So to summarize, building rapport in legal interviews is about trust, effective communication, and understanding. It's the foundation upon which your entire attorney-client relationship rests. Questioning techniques. In this section, we delve into the art of questioning in legal interviews. Your questions are your tools for uncovering vital information, and there's a subtle science to it. The most fundamental distinction in questioning is between open-ended and closed-ended questions. Let's clarify these terms. Closed-ended questions are those that can be answered with a simple yes or no, or other very short answer. They're efficient, especially for fact-finding. Imagine you're questioning a witness about a traffic accident. You might start with a closed-ended question. Were the traffic lights red? The witness replies yes. So the witness confirms the fact. But if you only ask closed-ended questions, you might miss important details. They might not add other things that might be important. Open-ended questions, on the other hand, require more than a simple yes or no response. They encourage the interviewee to explain or elaborate. For example, you could ask, could you describe the sequence of events leading up to the accident? Or more simply, tell me what happened. Open-ended questions tend to provide a more comprehensive account. This is especially important when you're first learning about something. I'm sure we are all familiar with the maxim that in court, a lawyer should never ask a question to a witness that they don't know the answer to, because that answer may go against you, may go against your client. However, when you're outside of court, you want to get as much information as possible. So open-ended questions can be very useful. Effective questioning involves a balance of open-ended and closed-ended questions. Closed-ended for precise facts, details, open-ended for context and further details. For example, in a client interview about a contract dispute, you might ask a closed-ended question. Was the contract signed on July 5th? Then you follow that up with an open-ended question. Could you explain the events surrounding the signing of the contract? Additionally, adapting your questions based on the interviewee is crucial. If it looks like they didn't understand your question, you may want to stop them and rephrase the question so that they do understand it. Or maybe it looks like they have more information, they're not sure if they want to give it or not. Maybe you want to follow that up and make sure that you get that extra information. Avoid any technical terms or legal terms if the interviewee isn't comfortable with it. You don't want to get them confused or annoyed. Handling challenges. In this section, we're diving into the art of handling challenges during interviews. Legal interviews aren't always a walk in the park. You might face uncooperative witnesses, hesitant clients, or difficult circumstances. Fear not, I'm here to equip you with the strategies to navigate these challenges. In a perfect world, all witnesses would be cooperative and all clients forthcoming. However, reality often throws us a curveball. Uncooperative witnesses can be a real challenge. They may be evasive, nervous, or even hostile. So what's the strategy? Imagine you're interviewing a witness in a personal injury case, but they're reluctant to provide details. Maybe they keep answering, "I don't remember." Stay calm and be patient. Sometimes witnesses are genuinely forgetful or under stress. Use clear and concise language in your follow-up questions. Or maybe you need to kind of walk them through it. You can say, "Let's go over the events step by step. Can you recall what happened before the accident?" Now let's tackle uncooperative clients. They might be hesitant to reveal sensitive information or fear legal consequences. In a contract dispute, your client may be reluctant to disclose certain communications. Empathize with your client's concerns, assure them that you're bound by attorney-client privilege, and won't disclose any confidential information without their consent. You can say, "I understand your concerns. Our conversations are protected by attorney-client privilege, which means they stay confidential unless you agree otherwise." You don't want to be the attorney when during a trial or during negotiations suddenly realizes that your client lied to you or misled you or didn't tell you something, and so you're the only one in the room that didn't know this important fact. In other words, your client knew it, the opposing party knew it, and opposing counsel knew it, but you didn't know it. That's not a good situation to be in. And you can certainly blame your client, but if you had a better client interview in the beginning, you wouldn't find yourself in that situation at the end of the case. And sometimes it can be very emotional. Picture a contentious divorce case. Emotions are running high, and it's challenging to maintain professionalism. Keep your emotions in check. Respond calmly and empathetically. Redirect the conversation to the relevant legal matters. Say something like, "I understand this is a difficult situation. Let's focus on the legal aspects so we can work towards a resolution." Handling challenges in interviews is part and parcel of the legal profession. With the right strategies and a cool head, you can overcome them. Recording and documenting information. Now we come to a stage that's often underestimated. Recording and documenting information. You see, interviews can be information-packed, and it's vital to capture every detail accurately. So what's the big deal with accurate note-taking? Imagine you're conducting a client interview in an immigration case, and they're explaining their circumstances. You need to ensure that you're noting down the exact dates. For example, the client might say, "I arrived in the U.S. in 2005, and my visa expired in 2007. Well, you need to ensure that you're noting down the exact dates and any specific details. This not only helps in preparing your case, but also ensures your compliance with ethical standards. So you can say, just to clarify, you arrived in the U.S. in 2005 and your visa expired in 2007, correct? This ensures that you got those dates right. This can be very useful if maybe the years were not very clear when they said them, or maybe they said it in one or two or three paragraphs and you're just pulling those years out and you want to make sure you got the right years, that your understanding was correct. And of course, technology can be your ally in recording interviews. Recording interviews can be especially handy for preserving evidence and avoiding disputes over what was said during an interview. I always found it was very important to make interview notes at the time. And then later that day, maybe I would get back to my office or the client would leave my office. Then I would type up the notes. And then it kind of gives me two chances. One, I'm making notes at the time. But then right after that, hopefully a few minutes or maybe an hour after that, I'm reviewing those notes and maybe adding to them or maybe making corrections and my handwriting was wrong or my handwriting is terrible anyway. But it's very important to make sure that those notes are accurate as possible and also as complete as possible. I know when I was a prosecutor, I would have maybe 200 cases at a time. I really didn't remember anything. I had to look at my notes because so many cases blend together. Wait a second, is that the case where this happened or is this the other case where that happened? So I would always refer to my notes before really talking about a case because I didn't want to confuse one case with another. So keeping good notes is very important for any lawyer. Attorney-client privilege and ethical considerations. In our journey to understand effective legal interviews, we've reached a critical point: ethical considerations. Why do ethics matter in interviews, you ask? Well, let's delve into it. You see, ethical conduct is the bedrock of the legal profession. Maintaining confidentiality and respecting attorney-client privilege is not just a requirement, but a sacred duty for lawyers. Confidentiality means that whatever your client or a witness shares with you during an interview remains protected. It's your responsibility to keep their information secure. Attorney-client privilege ensures that communications between you and your client are protected by law. This means they can speak openly and honestly, knowing that their words won't be used against them in court. Of course, different jurisdictions treat this differently, so I'm not giving out any legal advice. I'm just kind of pointing out some issues that you need to be aware of as an attorney, so govern yourselves accordingly. So what is your role in ensuring ethical interviews? You play a dual role, both as a legal professional and a protector of your client's rights. Your task is to maintain confidentiality, respect privilege, and guide the interview ethically. With ethical conduct, you build trust, strengthen your professional reputation, and uphold the integrity of the legal profession. Attorney-client privilege is very important for the legal profession. I'm afraid in the United States, you could actually make an argument that it is under attack, where the federal government in recent years has started to go after not just the defendants in a case, but also the lawyers representing them. I think that is a grave injustice, and it puts all attorneys in danger. Clients should be free to talk to their attorneys and get good legal advice without worrying that those conversations will be revealed later to the government. Lexicon. Here are some words or terms that might be considered advanced or tricky to understand. If you want to learn more about them, check out the show notes for this episode at forlegalenglish.com/podcast and find today's episode. Attorney-client privilege. Confidential. Confidentiality. Ethical conduct. Eyewitness. Interviewee. Legal requirements. Maintaining trust. Privilege. Professional reputation. Rapport. Witness. These words cover various aspects of ethical legal conduct, client relationships, and the legal interview process, which are valuable for ESL students and legal professionals aiming to enhance their understanding of the legal field. Well, we're wrapping up our exploration of effective legal interviews. Let's recap the key takeaways. Throughout this episode, we've emphasized the critical role interviews play in the legal profession. We've discussed the purpose of interviews and the significance of preparation. Preparation is the key to success in any interview. Effective communication skills have been a focal point. Speaking legal English accurately is vital. We explored building rapport with clients and witnesses, followed by questioning techniques and handling challenges. We also discussed recording and documenting information, ensuring accuracy and compliance. We also discussed ethical considerations, highlighting the importance of maintaining confidentiality and attorney-client privilege. Remember that mastering these techniques will not only enhance your legal practice, but also your relationships with clients, witnesses, and colleagues. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website for, as in the number four, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. forlegalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The 4 Legal English Podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next docket call.